Recorded Books and RB Digital present Queen Anne's Lace by Susan Wittig Albert. Narrated by Julia Gibson and Linda Stevens.
Prologue. Pecan Springs, Texas, 1885. It was a mistake to think of houses, old houses, as being empty. They were filled with memories, with the faded echoes of voices, drops of tears, drops of blood, the ring of laughter, the edge of tempers that had ebbed and flowed between the walls, into the walls, over the years. Wasn't it, after all, a kind of life? Key of Knowledge by Nora Roberts. If Annie Laurie's house could speak, it would have said that she was a contented woman. She rose before the sun every morning to prepare her husband's breakfast. Douglas always went out to his blacksmith shop the very first thing, to see that the fire was started in the forge and his smithy helpers were at their tasks. Then he would come in for the good food Annie had ready for him, eggs and bacon, grits, and biscuits with red-eye gravy, before he began the day's work. And there was always plenty of work to do, because Douglas Duncan was the best blacksmith in the village of Pecan Springs, Texas. Annie wasn't the only one who had this opinion, and to prove it, there were the customers lined up waiting in the dusty alley behind their house at 304 Crockett Street, eager to have their horses shod or their implements mended or their wagon wheels repaired.